time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick back at it in the Valley. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Not a lot. Closing in on a year here with this podcast. Mm-hmm. The podcast crew, MSO News Sports, 12 months. They still like us. Kelly Media Enterprise has been welcomed with open arms. And here we are in the Merrimack Valley doing it once again. We're here every single week. All right. So we're getting down to postseason time. By the time this show airs next week, next Thursday, there'll probably be some postseason games already played, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably for tennis at least.
We are that close. So let's start poke around a little bit in the Valley to see who are some of the top dogs. Central Catholic in baseball and softball. So you got three for baseball, one for softball. That is a good season out of Lawrence, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say.
You'd have to go down to number 12 to find the next closest ranked baseball team, and that's Chelmsford. And they're also having a good softball baseball season over there. Chelmsford, they're 12 yep. in baseball, and in softball, they're right there too at 15. So the Lionesses, is that, I don't know, probably the Lions across the board, having great seasons. So moving around, anything else that caught our eye? I mean, you got to look at Division II, of course, for softball. Billerica, Tewksbury, right? Billerica,
the usual.
18 wins going into the weekend last weekend. Tewksbury, already? 14 wins going into the weekend. So, man, the only sport that we don't hear too much about is lacrosse, right? I mean, North Andover and Chelmsford are 9-10 in boys.
Yep.
Division one, that's pretty good. And Andover's 12. So not too bad in lacrosse. No. They have to get through the BC Highs, the St. John's Preps, the Franklins. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know. And then girls-wise, checking out on the lacrosse scene over there. Division one, you have to start with Chelmsford and Central, 6-7. 13-3 for Chelmsford and 7 ranked Central at 14-4. North Andover girls, 13-4, having a good year. We had one of their star players on the show earlier this year. So, yeah, I mean, Nick, it's just like a broken record, right? There's all kinds of good Merrimack Valley teams hanging around in the top 20 across the board.
There will be some still playing in about 3 weeks' time that we will be talking about as usual.
And one of them that might be the Smith-Newman softball team. Mm-hmm. And we happen to, we snagged the coach for an interview.
Nice.
We will be listening to him, Jason Smith. He's been with the program since around 2000 as an assistant, now a head coach. And that program's elevated over the past 6 or 7 years, doing great things. And we're going to hear all about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. So I'm Nikash from the Kukuru with our one and only guest. It's going to be Methuen softball coach Jason Smith. What's going on, coach?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. Your first time guest on the show. We appreciate it. Coming down to the stretch here with the team, coach, you know, battling all year in the Merrimack Valley. Some great softball being played, as evidenced by the rankings. I mean, you got the top team in the state in this conference, and then you guys are right there, top 10. So let's start with the Merrimack Valley competition. How has it been this year?
It is as tough as it always is. A lot of people talk about it, but I think as a conference, we are probably, I would say, top to bottom, one of the toughest conferences, if not the toughest conference in the state. You have some teams that are, you know, below 500, but still in the top, 32, top 25 of the rankings for Division One and Division Two, and that just goes to show you that, you know, it's a battle every single day when we play in the MVC. And I will say, you know, that makes every team in the league better. It's going to make everybody tournament ready, I believe. Every game in the MVC is a challenge, is tough. But I think win or lose, those games are making us better, and we'll be prepared a little bit better for the tournament come beginning of June.
Absolutely. Coach, what's been, you know, working for Methuen this season? I mean, 11-6, you guys are obviously playing well. When you guys are playing at your best, what are you doing well?
We have a returning lineup, a solid returning lineup. Our nucleus that, you know, was a big part of our Final Four run last year is back. We lost some key components. We lost our catcher, Avery Nelson, and our first baseman, Jenny Grelli, and our center fielder, McKenna Donovan. But that being said, you know, our up the middle defense and the heart of our order with Brooke Tardugno and Kylie Coleman and T. Santiago are all back, huge contributors, both defensively and on the offense. When we're playing well, they are doing their thing, supporting our pitching staff. We're aggressive on the bases, and running the bases well and putting pressure on defenses. It's taken a little time this year. The chemistry has clearly been a little bit different than last year. But we have three games left, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a good roll going into the tournament, given these three games that we have left.
Yeah, who's up next for Methuen, coach?
So tomorrow night we have a home game against Arlington, who I believe is 13th in Division One. And then over the weekend on Friday and Saturday, we have our invitational. It's our 22nd annual Methuen Invitational Tournament, which is Methuen, Andover, North Andover, and Amesbury. In the first round, we drew Andover, so we play Andover Friday night at 7 o'clock, and Amesbury and North Andover will square off in the first game at 5, and then on Saturday, you know, you wait to see, you know, winners play the championship game, and the two other teams will play in the consolation. So regardless of who you play in that tournament, you're talking about really good competition in a tournament that really does help prepare you for the state tournament as well.
Mm, absolutely. And so you mentioned some more of those, teams that are around in the rankings. What does that schedule, do for you this time of year? You said, it took you a little bit to get going. Does that kind of, that schedule kind of help you get going to kind of peak at the right time?
Yeah, it can be frustrating at times too, because you run into some really good teams, and we had a rough week, where we had a stretch where we had Central, Chelmsford, Billerica, North Andover, Tewksbury. We had kind of a whole gauntlet of teams, and it's a delicate balance between you know, getting frustrated and trying to figure out, you know, what the heck do we do? Or just, you know, kind of stay the course and know that, yes, you're playing tough competition and you're going to have a loss or two or three here or there. But ultimately, you know, those games will make you better. It's been a challenge to make sure that the kids' heads are right and they're ready to compete for the next game and not get too low. You know, you can't get too high on the wins. You can't get too low on the losses because you got another tough team coming in the next day. So, it has been tough. But the girls have stuck with it. Even in some of the losses that we've had this year, you know, they've fought to the end and that's all you can really ask for and know that, you know, good things will come to those teams that, you know, continue to fight like that, fight for each other. So, like I said, hopefully, you know, this week will help to kind of get us to gel at the end of the season and put us on a little roll.
Yeah. Jason Smith's here, Methuen softball coach. Man, looking at that season ending tournament that you guys are hosting, I mean, you know, you mentioned North Andover, they're 12th in Division One, according to the latest rankings we have up here. You've got Andover is 24. Even at 6-10, they're 24. And then you got Amesbury's defending champs and, you know, ranked high in Division Four. So you're basically like starting the tournament now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's exciting because of the competition that we have. And I love the teams that we've had in our tournament and Amesbury, especially because obviously we see North Andover and Andover during the regular season, but Amesbury has done an excellent job over the last couple decades. They've been a really solid team and we've had established a really good relationship with their coaching staff. I know they have a brand new coach this year, you know, they're really good competition. They play really solid softball and you know, I think they enjoy being part of it. I know that they enjoy playing the Division One competition, you know, because I know that some of the teams that they play in their league are not as strong, but they know that they want to challenge themselves going into the tournament as well. So we welcomed them a few years back with open arms and are certainly glad that they have been part of our tournament.
Absolutely. Coach, how do you manage your way around, you know, these do or die tournament games? You know, in softball, I mean, it's not like baseball. I mean, baseball kind of sometimes the right move is to hang back a bit. Softball, I feel like you can't do that. You kind of got to push the envelope and make things happen. How do you walk that line when it's, you know, kind of a do or die situation?
It's tough. It's one of those things where I think it's sometimes better to be more aggressive than not. And you know, I'd rather be kicking myself for, you know, getting a runner thrown out than kicking myself for not, you know, sending a runner and taking that chance. So I think you want to put your best foot forward as quickly as possible, put the pressure on the defense, put the pressure on the opposing pitcher, you know, put the ball in play, hit it hard somewhere, make something happen. And if, you know, if they make the plays, they make the plays, but, more often than not, if you're hitting it hard and putting it in play, there's bound to be an opening or there's bound to be a mistake that, we're hopefully able to capitalize on. And, it is tough. It's very frustrating. It's very, very nerve wracking. We've been fortunate enough to have a number of these games under our belt and, you know, the experience I think of all those years have paid off, sometimes, but, it is definitely nerve wracking. I know it's nerve wracking during the regular season too. You can ask my family when I come home, they don't have to ask when it's been a loss. So, we get a lot of battle tested girls, a lot of girls who have played a lot of, you know, tournament softball in the summertime. You know, they're not new to the game and some of the pressure. I think, you know, the high school pressure though, I think is a little bit different. It's a little bit greater. And we try as best as we can to mentally get them ready and you know, be as prepared as possible. I think softball wise, these kids are ready. It's just, you know, making sure they're mentally sharp and mentally ready to go.
Yeah. Coach Jason Smith here at Methuen Softball. Coach, how many years now at this in this position for you?
So I started with the softball program in 2000 and was an assistant for 6 years. And I think I want to say this is my 13th or 14th year because we had the COVID year in there and whatnot. But I've been at it a long time. So between that and the swimming in the fall, I'm pretty busy.
Yeah. Now, what's the connection with the Tewksbury softball coach? You have some history there, correct?
Yeah. Brittany was obviously an opponent first. She was a pitcher for Central Catholic. She was inquired about, you know, kind of doing some volunteer work, with the pitchers, when she was out of school. We gladly took her up on the offer. She came to work for us and did a nice job back in, I want to say, she was definitely there for the 2015 North title. I think she was might have been there for in 14, possibly 13. I'm not sure the exact dates on that. But yeah, she was with us on that 2015 team when that was the year that we really broke out. And kind of established ourselves, and she was there and helped with that team. And then she obviously was able to kind of branch out and do her own thing. She got a she was at Masco and then hooked up in it with the crew in Tewksbury. Took over for an absolute legend and a good friend of mine, Doc, over at Tewksbury, who you know had built that program into a perennial winner. And, she's done a nice job over there with that crew has a real good boss. Ronnie Druin is a heck of an AD. I work closely with him in the fall because, Methuen and Tewksbury our swim teams are combined. So, I have a couple Tewksbury kids that swim for me. So I work with him and I knew him for a long time prior to that anyway, but, Britt and I go back a ways. It's a friendly rivalry now. It's obviously, you know, both of us wanting to win when we're on the field, but you know, off the field, we try to help each other out as much as we can.
Awesome. Well, Jason Smith, best of luck the rest of the year. Big week here to finish up the regular season with Methuen softball and throwing yourselves into that Division I fire afterwards, postseason-wise. Going to be a battle every inning. And we wish you the best of luck here. And thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you having me.
All right, cool. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Cool. All right, that was Coach Smith, the Methuen in the books. Up next, Merrimack Valley Sports Report, Nick and Dom's top moments of the week.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dominic Cashman Cooper. We're back at it for one more second, wasting no time. We're going with top moments of the week. Nick, what are we going to do in the summer? We have to find these moments, don't we? Top moments of the week. College lacrosse player, you know.
Little League should take us through July. Little League,
baby. Yep. All right. So let's start with your top moment in the Valley this week. What do you got?
Yeah, we're going to go to the track. The Merrimack Valley Conference meet was this past weekend. And for the third straight year, North Andover boys picked up the win. They finished with 145.5 points, well ahead of second place Andover at 98. Lowell in third with 80. Now, five first place finishes, individual champs over there in North Andover. Nathan Jakes won the discus. This is your classic combination. He won the discus and the hurdles.
What an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's usually your linemen that throw the discus, and you don't see them in many running events. Ryan Connolly picked up the win in the mile. Caleb Agbor won the triple jump. Colby Carboni in the javelin, and the 4x400 meter relay team also picked up the win there. So this is Jake's is a defensive lineman on the football field, and he got a stress fracture injury, and he lost 30 pounds. So he's 6'1", 205.
Yeah,
defensive lineman. So yeah, he's just a big kid.
Yeah, cool. All right, let's move on to Dom's top moment of the week. And I am staying in the track circles, baby. I am going to go with, how can you not go with Central Catholic girls? I mean, they just crushed it in the Merrimack Valley Conference Championship meet. 126 points. No one was close. Andover second with 79. So that gives Andover two second place finishes, right? Central won six events on the day. I mean, they went undefeated in the indoor season and won the MVC meet too. And then they went undefeated this spring. So there you go.
Dominating.
Back to back, that was for the out, you know, for that. And then the girls just wanted it. Their coach, Sean Dumas, told the Eagle Tribune. The captains he cited, Janessa Duren, Katie Selsicki, Katie. And Lizzie Welch, Varelli Perrier led the way with a pair of first places coming in the 400 and the long jump. And Anya Nera, she won the triple jump and was second in the 200 and part of the 4x100 team that did it and came in third with Megan Shepherd, Duren, and Cyan Scott. That's pretty good top moments from us, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Awesome.
This is the track, you know, time of year where they get the spotlight. Those conference and state meets, that's where you really see who the cream of the crop is.
Yeah. Cool. All right. That does it from our end. We'll be watching the state level for the MVC and track, campaigning for more top moments in Nick and Dom's week in the Merrimack Valley. Other than that, stay with us every week on msnewsports.com. We are right here every week, every Thursday. Stay with us for great postseason shows coming up the next few weeks. We'll definitely take up all of our talking points. So, Nick, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely.
Like you're a guest. Thanks for joining us, Nick. No, he's actually a host. I don't know why I said it that way.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. We'll have you on 27 more weeks in a row. What do you think? All right, let's have a good week and we'll talk to you soon.